recovery, with my recovery. They know me, I know them, and there's a sense of familiarity. And with the latter, so one of the things is, and we say this a lot, is that just attending the meeting is giving service, right? And it certainly is. And some people say, "Oh, I'm not going to do any service because I'm attending, and that's enough." And it can be, but there are a lot of other things that a person can do in terms of service. And I think that this idea that it can be progressive is helpful because the person can realize, "Oh, what's the next step?" Right? And again, it's not definitive, but it's more than I'm doing now. It can help me to maybe go into the challenge zone in a healthy way. So attending and being silent, that's a level, right? Claiming the seat. You say, "Hey, I'm Bob, I'm an adult child. I'm claiming my seat." Giving a share. Sharing at a meeting can be another way of giving service, right? It's more than claiming the seat, and it's a step up. Now, oftentimes, if a meeting has different readings that I do on a regular basis, volunteering to read is another way to do service. Being the timekeeper. Right now, for me, timekeeper was one of the things that was surprisingly how effective it was at bringing some of my issues to the surface. Right? Because I'm a good, polite guy. Right? I don't interrupt people. But when I'm the timekeeper, sometimes I have to interrupt people in mid-sentence. Right? I try to always time it between sentences. But if they run their words together, next thing you know, I'm running out of time. Oh gosh, it's almost, they're at the time limit. I haven't given their 1 minute warning yet. So it helped me to really reclaim my voice. And part of it too was the fact that the group sanctioned me today. It's okay for me to be the timekeeper today. It's okay for me to interrupt today because I'm the timekeeper, right? It doesn't make me a bad guy. Being the Zoom host, chairperson, being the newcomer greeter can also be a way that I can give service, right? Again, done at the meeting during that particular meeting slot. Now, another way is to give service, and I think this is progressive in the sense, now this is service is done between meetings. So now I'm committing to time more than just my normal time at the meeting. I'm committing to do things in between. So one of the things between meetings that I could do in terms of service is calling other people, right? Maybe not a fellow traveler. Maybe I can call somebody that's new. I can call somebody and say, "Hey, thank you for your share. I really enjoyed what you shared. Hey, I'm calling. I have some questions. You were sharing about the Strengthening My Recovery reading. I liked what you said. Can you explain a little bit more about that?" But by connecting with other people between meetings can be another way that I can give service. Beyond that is becoming a fellow traveler with someone where I'm committing maybe longer term or more consistently to be in touch with another person. So being a fellow traveler is another level of service. It's not quite the level of maybe being a sponsor, perhaps, but being a sponsor is another level. Now, another one that's between meetings is being a literature chair, right? So keeping track of how many books or how much literature we have if it's an in-person meeting, ordering it, receiving it, bringing it to the meeting, setting it up. Those are things between the meetings. So it's another level of service. Now, for some groups, they have an anniversary party, right? It's a once a year thing. So it's not doing something every week or every month, but being involved with the anniversary planning, right, or the host of the anniversary meeting can be another level of service. And maybe somebody enjoys planning meetings and planning parties and food and things like that. Now, two roles traditionally that have, work between or service between meetings are the secretary and the treasurer. A lot of times the secretary is sending out things or receiving emails, and the treasurer is handling money and maybe going to pay for the meeting room or paying Zoom. So the other one was service at the meeting. This next section is service between meetings. Now there's another level, in my opinion, of service, and that has contact with outsiders. And when I mean outsiders, I'm referring to the idea of people that are outside of the normal meeting, right? The people that I see on a regular basis, I see them all the time. So doing service and rubbing shoulders with people who aren't a part of the meeting is to me like a higher level, maybe more difficult, maybe more challenging. So one of those would be being an outreach person. Maybe contacting professionals, right? Or putting up flyers, right? Contacting, doing outreach, attending a workshop. People that I normally don't see because it's an intergroup workshop, seeing people that I don't normally see and being there with them. That could be a part of service. And this one is something that I think is really powerful that maybe isn't used as much, but it's intergroup skills usage, but not an intergroup rep. I think for the longest time, I thought that the only intergroup level service was being the intergroup rep. Maybe I don't like business meetings. Maybe I don't like agendas. Maybe I don't like all that stuff. But I'm really good with maybe with Microsoft Word or with Canva. I like making flyers. I can make a flyer for the intergroup and never go to an intergroup meeting the whole time, right? Hallelujah, right? When we were doing the policy and procedure document, we had one person who said that they liked using Microsoft Word and they liked formatting documents and making the table of contents and the format and the fonts and things like that. Terrific. Never went to a single intergroup meeting, was never an intergroup rep, but that service was definitely very valuable to the intergroup. Right. And I think our imagination, if we let it go, we can really think of a lot of ways that people could serve without being an intergroup rep. Right. And not to say that intergroup rep is bad, because that's another thing. Being involved as an intergroup rep is another way to be involved, another level of service. In Massachusetts, we would often have marathons. Right. So hosting an hour of a marathon is another way to give service with outsiders, right? Not my normal group people. So it's another level of stretch, another level of challenge, perhaps. Now, actually leading the whole marathon is another level, right? Rather than just the 1 hour, it's actually maybe organizing and coordinating it, right? Intergroup secretary and intergroup treasurer, right? Intergroup chair is not on here, but also intergroup chair, right? But again, these are service, but it's conditional. I don't know how many they are, but if you figure out like 10 or 15 things, it's not just doing service or not. And I don't have to jump and say yes to something. I can actually take my time and progress. And just like in the gym, my service muscles can get stronger. I can have a wider and more robust challenge zone. And those previous experiences can I can bring those into service as at each level. Okay. So this is just, sort of funny, but you have permission, right? You have permission to serve and to do it the way you want. It's not coming from me. It's not from us. It's not from the mass intergroup. You've always had the permission. Sometimes I know for myself, I wouldn't feel like, oh, I don't have the permission or the right to do that, right? Your group is autonomous, and so are you. There are no elders. And when I was doing this, coming up with this, one of the guys said that there used to be a TV show he used to like to watch when he was young called Charmed. And there, those people, there was a series of elders they had to go to get permission to do things. So just saying that that's not the case in ACA, right? You're autonomous. Your group is autonomous. You don't need permission. Okay, so that's the end of the thoughts on service. So hopefully that was helpful. But now we're going to turn it around a little bit and give you a chance to write and consider these different concepts and maybe internalize it and make it your own. Okay. So this first one is going to be writing about service. So I'm going to have the timer. I'll turn the timer on in a minute. So the prompts are, what do you love about ACA, right? And what is different in your life due to ACA? So what difference has ACA made in your life? I'm going to turn the timer on. Let me stop the share. And I'm going to turn my camera off. If you want to turn your camera off, you can, but I'll give us a 1 minute warning and then we'll come back in with 1 minute to go. Okay, 1 minute, about 1 minute to go before we come back. Okay, so Steve is going to unmute people. If you'd like to share what you've written, we're going to do 2 minute shares. We'll probably have time for maybe two for this portion. So if you'd like to share, please raise your virtual hand. And then Steve will just unmute the top person and then the second person. I'll have the timer going. Or not. There we go. Sherry for Macon.
All right, I'm asking Sherry to unmute.
Thank you.
There we go.
So, what do I love about ACA? I love that it is available online or in person, on the phone, just the different formats. I love the website. I love that it's upfront. It tells you what this program is about. I really, really love that. I love the word dysfunction being in the title. So we know, there's a place for me. Let's see, hundreds of meetings. What's different in my life due to ACA? I can look back, I can process my past, but not stay there and continue on. And I have some healing friends. I have some friends that are going through the same process. It's really different from some of my other friends. I laugh more, I'm happier. I've made some different decisions, including where I am now in Macon. I am separated. I learned, I realized my patterns and the choices and why I did it. So it wouldn't matter who I was with. There can't there this is a time in my life where it's like, no, I'm first. And I have not been very well to myself. So we're definitely changing that. I'm laughing more, I'm happier, and thanks for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing, Sherry. Who'd like to share next? Another 2 minute share, just raise your virtual hand and Steve will ask you to unmute.
I am asking, we had two people at the same time. I think Annie G is coming up first, so I'm asking Annie to unmute.
Evening. Thank you, Bob, for your service and giving the answers is giving service. What do I love about ACA? That the purpose for ACA is to help other ACAs. And I love the title too, with it adds dysfunctional families. That I do have a child within, I can be playful and learned about my true self. And what's different due to ACA, I believe it's a smorgasbord of authors that put together the Loving Parent Guidebook and the Big Red Book. Thank you, Tony A. and the others, that I have a different higher power, our higher power, and that's a Boston accent. The gentleness approach, that I'm showing up more and more for myself, the onion levels, the deeper levels, I have integrated all of me. And I can de-escalate and dysregulate. Thanks for letting me share, Bob.
Thanks for sharing, Annie. All right, maybe time for a 1 minute share. Steve, if you could ask the next person.
The next person I am seeing is Gigi, so I'm going to ask you to unmute.
We don't hear Gigi. Gigi, we still don't hear you. You're not unmuted.
So I can request that you unmute Gigi, but you have to click the unmute button yourself.
I am Gigi, grateful, recovered, but not cured, alcoholic, ACA, codependent. I've been 9 months, almost 10 months, in an ACA loving guidebook program. And we have breakout rooms. And the five of us have just grown, connected, respected, and walked through hard times and have had a lot of laughs. The truth is, to go back is to go back, but I'm not back anymore. I mean, I'm not, that's behind me. Emotional sobriety as an ACA is really what is important to me. I have had a terrible negative experience in AA with my experience not being a sponsor. And I've had my sponsor tell me and make me read, that if we don't give back, we could die. And it just hit me in such a raw place. And it is my past where, I've taken the time to do the work to see where that is. But it was such a painful experience. And it wasn't just once, it was several times. And I can tell you, I also host a meeting on Cape Cod on Monday nights, and I don't like doing it. I've been doing it for 3 years. It's like I'm a jitterbug before, I'm a jitterbug after. I get choked up with reading, and it's just not my cup of tea, but I want to be able to bow out at this point after, I think, 3 years. But that communicating that with the other leader has been very difficult for me and difficult for her. She's voiced, comments about if I was to leave. So, anyway. I hate to have painful experiences with healing because it takes me right back. And so I'm, what you said, Bob, tonight was everything I have felt, and nobody's ever said what you've said. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Gigi. Okay. We have another writing prompt. I'm going to put that on the screen now. So, writing prompt number two is about service. What service actions could come from your love? And B, what is your next step or two? Not committing to it, but just considering what your next step or two might be. So I'll leave that on the screen. We're going to write for 5 minutes again, and then I'll give us a 1 minute warning when the 5 minutes is just about up. Okay, here we go. Okay, about 1 minute before we come back together. Okay, welcome back. We can have some more shares. There'll be 2 minute shares again. If you would like to share, please raise your hand and Steve will ask you to unmute, and then you unmute yourself when he calls on you, please. All right, Stephen.
Hi. I had some thoughts on this one. The first question I put doing intergroup stuff has been a way. Hosting, thanking others for their service, sharing, listening, coming to a meeting, encouraging healthy boundaries, and encouraging service rotation. And having, helping make a healthy environment and encouraging deeper connection. My next step or two is something I've been thinking about a lot lately. I'm thinking in about 6 months, I'm going to see about moving from intergroup rep to secretary. I've really gotten a lot out of being an intergroup rep, and I actually really love it. And I feel like there's a lot of like resources and really good things about doing that form of service that other people in my group could benefit from. And that's one of the reasons that I'm thinking about rotating out more than, being burnt out. I've also been thinking about reducing my meeting attendance to every other week instead of every week and using that extra time to call others more often and form better individual connections. And read through the Love and Caring guidebook. So that's it for me. So next I see Elaine. So I'm gonna ask Elaine to unmute.
Hi, I'm Elaine. Thanks so much for this presentation. I'm thinking about the second question. So I have served at the group level, and I'm in North Carolina, and I don't think there's an intergroup in my area, which kind of I wish that was different sometimes. And then I'm pretty intimidated to start asking around about starting to do that, but I am going to say that it's something that I think about sometimes. I know there's a lot of good groups in the state that I live in, so I would love to be part of an intergroup. I would love for my home group to be part of something like that. Something I have signed up to do next month, someone asked me to be a speaker at their meeting, a friend of mine that goes to a different meeting. And I have never done that. I've never been a meeting speaker. And I'm pretty anxious about it, but in a good way. I like the talking about the challenge zone. I love that page in the Loving Parent book. Kind of uncomfortable speaking in front of people. That's one reason I wanted to share at this meeting where I don't know anyone. So, but I have committed to that. Someone asked me and I said yes. And I know that it will be really, really wonderful for me. And then also I am going to be signing up to serve on a WSO committee starting now. And I'm really looking forward to that. I think service is such a gift of this program, and I love this whole topic. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for sharing, Elaine. Stephen, want to get somebody else, please?
Absolutely. Up next, I see Megan H. I'm going to ask you to unmute, Megan.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm an adult child, and I really wanted to sign up with the publishing committee and the translations committee, and I went to their meetings, and the options for me at the time were very overwhelming, almost like a part-time job, and I felt very guilty, but I had to say that I wasn't able to do that. So they found smaller projects for me, and so far I've spoken on a tradition, and I don't know the traditions that well. I had to look up the tradition, and I spoke to a group of Russian ACAs, and they translated what I spoke about to the group, and they asked me questions. It was crazy. It was really fulfilling, and I still feel like, I can't believe that happened. But then they just asked me to copy edit something, and I don't know what I'm going to copy edit, but I'm very excited about that, and I feel like this kind of stuff truly comes from love. And thank you very much for all of your service. I'm really enjoying this workshop.
Good. Thank you. Thanks for sharing, Megan. And last one for tonight, Stephen. Yvonne, please.
All right, Yvonne, I'm asking you to unmute.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Yvonne Grapel, recovering adult child, calling in from West Texas. So what I put down is for the first question was, for me, it's actually stepping back from service. I serve in my home group, which meets every day. I serve 7 days, pretty much 7 days a week. So that's kind of something that I've been really wanting to do. I also train fellow travelers to serve in the group. And usually I wait for them to reach out first. So I'm thinking maybe a hosting more regular trainings on a regular basis, so that, even if somebody wants to just drop in and see how the service goes, it may be encouraging to them to see it. I love the idea of a service sponsor. I think that is such a, usually when I train somebody, I will, shadow with them so that they feel comfortable with like screen sharing, and we have slides in our group. And yeah, and just, helping give, guidance to fellow and encouragement to fellow travelers who feel they are ready to serve when, kind of helping them, get through that stretching into that challenge zone more. I currently only sponsor one person, so I was thinking maybe opening myself up to sponsor one or two more. I do have to keep limits, like healthy boundaries and limits are easier to set. So that's why I only sponsor one person at, now, but I love outreach calls. I find outreach calls very fulfilling. So that was kind of some of the things that came up for me, and some of the areas I think, like maybe chairing business meetings is something that I find scary, but I want to try it. And intergroup service and maybe a committee with something in that sense. So. And then I'm also considering starting an in-person meeting in my area. I've already purchased the notebook, and just that fear. So I know it's that challenge zone that I need to stretch myself into. So, and with that, I'm complete. Thanks for letting me share a pass.
Yeah, thanks for sharing, Yvonne. Maybe two more slides. Let's see. Whoops. Go. Okay. So, in terms of possible next steps, thanks for everybody that shared tonight. So, one of the things is if you're in the Atlantic Southeast ACA organization area, then the website has got some really great resources on there. And I just wanted to say that it looks beautiful. And one of the things that potentially people could do is sharing literature with therapists, counselors, and clergy. And on the Atlantic website, there is a place for literature, and they have the PDF of the information for health professionals. And for me, this was one of the things that person was a challenge for me. I actually shared it first with my own therapist because that felt safer in a smaller step, but I gave her that. And she was appreciative of that. So one of the things is that not only are the things that we can do individually, but also ACA as a whole puts together resources that can also help us. So it's almost like a bunch of us sharing the information with the health professional, right? It's the people that created it, and then me as the person to deliver it. And it's a great way to help carry the message that way. And that generally comes under the heading of professional outreach, which is different than public information. So thank you for attending. We're at 7:33. I apologize, I've gone over a few minutes. I know we're supposed to have 20 minutes of Q&A. I'm certainly willing to stay on if the co-hosts would deem that to be okay. But thank you very much for letting me share my thoughts tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. My name is Allison. I am the Intergroup Secretary for the Atlantic Southeast, and I have a form that I would love if anybody would like to give us some feedback. I'm trying to get to it, Kirsten. I know you gave it to me. I'm wondering, is she still on here?
I
Kirsten,
am. I'll
could
put
you?
try to put it in the chat.
That would be awesome. If you could put it in the chat. The way we make our topics for workshops is by asking people to fill out a very quick Google form just to let us know what you thought and what you would like us to do in the future. And that is how we get to topics. Thanks, Bob, so much for coming and sharing this topic with us. And I wanted to thank Patricia and Stephen and Kirsten, and I think she's gone. It was Amy was on here for our security and all of our Zoom helpers. I will share, if you would like to make a donation for Venmo, I'm going to share that super fast for just a few minutes. I think you can see it now. Yeah, I'll just leave that up there. That helps us with our website and develop some programs as we go forward with this. And I think if we could just all close with the ACA Serenity Prayer, I would be really grateful. Does anybody else, Patricia, you have anything else to add to this?
I was just going to say someone had their hands up. I don't know if we want
Oh, okay.
time for a
Oh,
question or not.
sure. All right. Let's
We
how
can
about
allow
we
people to
say the
unmute.
Serenity Prayer, and then some people, if they want to get off, they can go off, and then we can stay on for a few minutes, leave it open. Okay. All right. Okay. Prayer. God,
God,
grant me the
grant
serenity
serenity
to
to
accept
accept
the people I
people
cannot
I
change,
cannot change. The
the courage to
courage to
change the
change
one I
the one I
can,
can,
and the wisdom
the
to
wisdom
know
to know
that
that that
one
one
is
is me.
me.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to stop share. There we go. And I'll stay on. Freddie, would you like to?
Yeah, I just had the Google form that was just shared. I would love
Yes.
to get feedback, but it says that you have to request access, so that needs
Oh,
to be.
Kirsten, if you want to change it to
Oh, sorry
here.
about that. Will do.
And you guys are still recording. I don't know if you want to record the
Yeah.
questions. Thank you, darlings. Thank you,
Thank
Bob. It was
you.
great.
Thank you, Freddie.